This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Now we continue today with a series of studies which we began two times before on the question, has 20th century science made a back number of the Bible? We're living in a day of the exaltation of science. People tend to think if a scientist says something, then that settles the matter and one has no need of determining anything else about it. That scientists say there's no God, that scientists say that man is evolved from evolution by means of evolution from non-human life, and that therefore the Bible is simply wrong when it says that God created man. But I submit to you that science is not on grounds to doing that. Science can observe facts, it can by induction form theories or theses in regard to the natural world in which we live, and by deduction make predictions which may either be verified or falsified, discounted, but it cannot determine whether or not God exists. It cannot determine whether or not man evolved from non-human life or even ultimately from rocks and dirt, non-living matter. It, in effect, cannot answer why. It cannot answer origin. It cannot really give the meaning of. It cannot tell what is really good. It cannot be the standard by which human behavior is evaluated. It cannot justify the law of induction as it is usually used by scientists. In effect, it walks by a faith of its own devising. So what can it do so far as the Bible is concerned? Verify or disprove claims as to history? Involve itself in textual criticism? Make some contribution to the question of the canon? But it cannot answer whether or not the Bible is the Word of God, and it cannot answer whether God exists, and it cannot make a back number of the Bible. Then we raise the question, what is the Bible, and what can it do? I point out to you, first of all, that it is God's Word. That is, the Bible is the Word of God. It is worth more than all other literature put together. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 tells us that no scripture is of private interpretation. That is, that no book in the Bible, no writing of any scripture, is a matter simply of the writer's own invention, his own untying. But rather, holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 makes clear that all scripture is inspired of God. It is able to furnish man completely unto every good work. It is therefore all sufficient. God's Word, then, has the function of revealing God and His attributes to man, as we find in John 17 and 3, that this is life eternal, that they should know Thee, the only true God, and Him whom Thou didst send, even Christ Jesus. So it is a basic function of the Bible to reveal to man God and His attributes, to reveal Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to man, and to reveal man as he really is, to let man know that he's something more than a beast of the field. He's something more than a rock, merely molecules in motion. He's something more than a cockroach or a fox in the woods. There's something very special about man. He's been created in the image of God with an eternal soul, a soul that will not die when his body dies, a mind which has the power to reason, to make choices, a man who is free, a man who is free either to follow God or to reject Him. And so the Bible is a revelation of what man really is. But our time is gone for today. It's been so good to have you in our audience. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.